came across a Gemara in this morning's Daf Yomi, which this time of year especially has an interesting halacha l'maisa application. Although the subject of the Daf Yomi is of late one that relates to fasting when there is a lack of rain, and that does not seem to be too common of an occurrence, certainly not in Chutz Laretz. But there is a Gemara in this morning's Daf Chafem Beis, which speaks of the following. What happens, says the Gemara, quoting a Braisa, also referencing the Mishnah, if they were fasting due to lack of rain, and on the day of the fast, it starts to rain. Do you have to conclude the day as a fast? What do you say? Already started raining, no longer any need to fast. So the Gemara quotes the following Machlokes Tanoim. According to one opinion, in the Braisa, it's the opinion of Rav Meir, if it started to rain before sunrise, well, the day hasn't started yet, fast hasn't begun, no need to fast. According to Rav Meir, though, if the sun already rose and you started to fast, you must complete the fast, even if the rain started to fall, because the fast has already begun. The second opinion, however, in the Braisa, and also quoted in the Mishnah, and this is how we paskin lahalacha in Shulchan Aruch, this is quoted lahalacha, is the opinion, at least in the Braisa, of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says it depends. If the rain started to fall before Chatzos, no need to continue the fast. If you've already fasted past Chatzos, then you must conclude the fast even though rain started to fall already in the afternoon. So according to Behudin, this is how we pass in Lahalacha and Hilchos Tainus. It all depends on whether the rain fell before Chatzos, in which case, no need to fast anymore, or if the rain only started to fall after Chatzos, in that case, you must continue to fast and conclude the day as a fast. So that would not apply here. I mean, we do apply the Din of Mixtim Kekulo when it comes to Halacha, such as the seventh day of Shiva, the Shloshim, Yom Shloshim of Avelus. But here, the halach is because once the Shem Tainus took effect on that day, we got to conclude the whole day as a Tainus. So what's Chatzos then? Why is Chatzos the cutoff? So Rashi says, because Chatzos is the Zman Achila, and therefore if it rained before Chatzos, so you haven't really skipped your meal time yet. But if you already waited and fasted until Chatzos, Chatzos is the Zman Achila. If you fasted already past that Zman Achila, that means the Tainus has taken effect because you missed your Shas Seuda, and therefore you got to finish the day as a Tainus. Now,
you were successful,
that's true, but nonetheless, the Tainus took effect. And once Tainus takes effect, and that's calculated by the Behuda, by you missed your Shas Seuda, you missed the Zman Achila, which is Chatzos, you got to finish the day, it already began as a Tainus, you got to conclude the day as a Tainus. That's the Gemara. Now, how is this relevant to us on a very practical level? So the fascinating Yerushalmi on this Gemara, cited in Sefer Daf al Hadaf. The Yerushalmi says the following. We know there's an Isser of Tainus on Shabbos. You can't fast on Shabbos. Isser to fast because you're Mevat of the Mitzvah's Onik Shabbos. So the Yerushalmi says, Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Avo, B'shem Rabbi Yossi, Barchanina, Aser Lesanos ad Sheish Shaos B'Shabbos. Even if I intend to fast just till after Chatzos, and then I'll eat my meals afterwards, that's also Aser. And the Yerushalmi says, what's the raya for this? This very din in today's daf, that the Mishnah, the Braisa, both indicate that if it rains before Chatzos, no need to finish the day as a fast. But la'acha chatzos yashlimu, if it rains after chatzos, you must continue the fast. Why? Kvar avar rubo shel yom b'kedusha. Once most of the day, meaning till chatzos and beyond, has passed b'kedusha, in this context, as a tainus, day is considered a tainus. You got to finish the fast. And it's based on that, Yerushalmi says, so too by Shabbos. The issur of fast on Shabbos is defined by sheish shos. You can't fast sheish shos. This is quoted in Shulchan Aruch in Reish Peches, Sif Aleph. Shulchan Aruch says, Aser le'isanos b'Shabbos ad sheish shos. You may not fast on Shabbos even if you intend to fast only until Sheish Shos. The Be'alocha writes, it's a bittul of Oneg Shabbos, which would be a din midivrei Kabbalah, or perhaps even a din deraisa, that you're mevatel if you fast on Shabbos. So difference in poskim, whether it's a din deraisa or a din midivrei Kabbalah, that's if you fast the whole Shabbos, you violate that halacha. But this din is that you can't even fast till Sheish Shos. That says Be'alocha certainly din derabanan, but an iser nonetheless. An iser nonetheless. And here the poskim writes that this iser to fast past Sheish Shos is even if you don't intend to do it l'shem tainus. And Magen Avraham writes that if you intend to fast l'shem tainus, and you say to yourself, I'll fast until 5:59, so to speak, 5 hours and 59 minutes on the clock, l'shem tainus, even that's usur. The halacha here is that even you're not doing l'shem tainus, you just haven't eaten, that you can't do either. That you can't do either. So, just again, Mishmur quotes this as well. Mishmur says, l'shem tainus, even sha'achas is usur. And this halacha is that even shlo l'shem tainus, you just haven't paid attention to the clock. Even so, it's usur to fail to eat because of bittul onik Shabbos until after chatzos, until Sheish Shos. Now, this time of year, especially shorter days, winter's man, shorter days on the calendar, chatzos is listed as now 11:46, moving up a little bit, 11:48. So, if you're going to take advantage of a late Shabbos morning minyan, daven at 9 o'clock or 9:15, and it's long davening, and it's chazanush, and it's singing. Time you get home, and you shmooze, and you sit down to the table to make your kiddush. It could be very easily after chatzos. So this is halacha and shulchan aruch. One has to be careful not to fast past Sheish Shos on Shabbos. Now the question is, how do you calculate the Sheish Shos? How do you calculate them? So the Magen Avraham. Here on Reish Pei, actually in a different halacha, in Kufnun Zayin, in Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim Simon Kufnun Zayin, that's where the Shulchan Aruch speaks of the time to eat on a regular daily basis. That the Shulchan Aruch writes in Kufnun Zayin Sif Aleph, that a Talmud Chacham was Osik Belimudo, you can wait until Sha'a Shishas to eat. But that's sort of the last time, so to speak, that halacha recognizes as the latest Zman Seud in the morning. So there the Magen Avraham writes, how do you calculate the Sheish Shos? So Magen Avraham says, well, the Shitaso, he writes initially, he calculates the day from Alos HaShachar till Tesar Kochavim. But then he adds, well, maybe Legabi this halacha, maybe we look at 6 hours from when you awaken in the morning. Now that might help for some people, depending on your morning schedule. But as Lav Davka says, Magen Avraham, you have to assume that the Sheish Shos here means Chatzos, as we normally assume Chatzos is. At the time I just gave you was 11:46, Be'erach, at this time of year. Magen Avraham suggests maybe you can assume that this 6 hours is from the time that people wake up in the morning. Perhaps that's a possibility, says the Magen Avraham. Well, from when you wake up. So a guy wakes up at 9 o'clock. Right, so 6 hours is 3 o'clock. Right, so according to Magen Avraham, there's a svar to suggest that maybe that's the 6 hours clock starts from the time he gets up. In Echanami, that gives you plenty of time. It seems like poskim use the Magen Avraham as a tziruf, as a smach lahakel, not as the ikur psak necessarily. It seems the ikur psak is assumed by most poskim to be the chatzos, like we usually assume chatzos is. But it's an interesting svar in the Magen Avraham, nonetheless. I'm sorry? That's a good point, right? So it's a hard svar to swallow. You're saying, well, there's a din of Suda Shabbos. In fact, Post can point out that the Rambam writes that the chiv of Suda Shabbos is Echad Ba'arvis, Echad B'Shacharis, and Echad B'Mincha. So the Pasha sounds like the Suda Shabbos mornings has got to be Dafka before Chatzos. So even aside from this, you're fasting, you still have a chiyuv l'chor, according to the Pashas the Rambam, to eat before chatzos on the Shabbos morning. So it's an interesting ha'ara. So the post writes the following. The Mishnah Berurah quotes in Reish Peches
B'shem the Bach, he says, L'fi zeh, hashatz shemenagen. You have a chazan who's schlepping. Singing is a nice way to say it. But he's schlepping. And ein yosim b'sekeneses, you don't leave shul until when? Until after sheish shos, says the Mishnah according to the Bach, shaloka hogenu. That's not appropriate. Now, you got to keep an eye on the clock also to make sure that you get out in time to be able to eat before the sheish shos passes. This is especially in the winter when the days are shorter. So, the Mishmaru quotes the Bach, who is worried about this as an issue when the shorter winter days come around, and you have chazanim who take longer to daven. If you're not watching the clock carefully enough, you might end up missing the sheish shos cutoff point beyond which is an issue to fast. That's a very, very generous suggestion. I'm not sure if that's the motivation. Halavai, right? Okay. Oh, very good, Shaila. So that's a good kasha. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that he thinks that if you are shosim chamin kodem atfila, if you drink some hot drink before davening, as is common for people to do, he says he thinks that that's enough to be motzi mechal tainus. So according to Aruch HaShulchan, you're right. Aruch HaShulchan is make of, if you drink a cup of coffee, a cup of tea before davening, that would be sufficient to avoid this iser. It's not l'chorah unanimously agreed upon because the Primer Gadim writes in Reish Peches as follows. Primer Gadim writes, he says, Lashon is im ta'im midi kodem tefilas musaf. Primer Gadim writes, if you taste something before musaf, so then you quit until after Shei Shos. What does it mean by if you taste something before musaf? So if you look at the Primer Gadim, he refers you to Simin Reish Pei Vav Sif Gimel. In Reish Pei Vav Sif Gimel, that's what the Shulchan Aruch speaks of. You're allowed to eat before Musaf, meaning, says the Shulchan Aruch, peiros or a small piece of bread. In other words, before Musaf, you haven't had Musaf yet, but if you make Kiddush, Pidin, you're allowed to eat something small, some peiros, some snacks, shahakol, hadama, ha'etz, small amount of mezonah, small amount of hamotzi, but not a su'udah, because you haven't had Musaf yet. So from the Primer Gadim, it sounds like you have to eat something. Eat mamash like a food, not just drink something. The Aruch HaShulchan, though, seems to say that drinking is sufficient. So machlokas haposkim, it seems achronim, Primer Gadim, Aruch HaShulchan, whether to avoid this issur of fasting till Shei Shos, can I avoid it by simply just drinking a cup of tea, a cup of coffee before davening, which according to Aruch HaShulchan is sufficient? That would be a very easy solution. Wake up in the winter morning, Shabbos, just take a cup of tea before davening and you're done. Not to worry, nothing to worry about. You might still have to worry about the Suda Shabbos being a Suda Shacharis, as the Rambam says, according to some poskim. That would still be an issue. Start your Suda for the sake of the Rambam's eating a Suda Shabbos in the morning. But beside the issue of fasting, that the Aruch HaShulchan says you can avoid by just drinking something in the morning. Primer Gadim sounds like you have to actually eat something, which would require you to finish davening and make kiddush, and then at least have some sort of mezonos or something of the sort to avoid the issur of fasting until the end of Shei Shos.